Talk the Thrones.
The Ringer's instant reaction show for all things Ice and Fire is back.
Now as a pod.
To cover the new Game of Thrones spinoff, House of the Dragon.
Every Sunday night, the Ringerverse, Chris Ryan, that's me,
Joanna Robinson, and I, Mallory Rubin, will be breaking down the latest episode, sharing our thoughts on all the schemes and plots.
Schemes and plots are the same thing.
Dragons.
And incest. Hey, it's a Game of Thrones show.
So boot up your favorite podcast player and head to the Dragon Pit.
Because fire
and pods
will reign.
It's the Bill Simmons Podcast presented by FanDuel. Take a shot at betting the NBA with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Right now, you can check out the new and improved Parlay Hub, filtered by odds, sport, and bet type to easily find the most popular parlays and same game parlays all on one page. Plus, start betting on the Explore page and the Pulse and bet live same game parlays for every NBA game. Download the app today. Bet with FanDuel, official partner of the NBA. The Ringer is committed to responsible gaming. Please visit rg-help.com. to learn more about the resources and helplines available and listen to the end of the episode for additional details. You must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit rg-help.com. This episode is brought to you by Monopoly Go. It's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're not sure you can pull out a win? That's when you say to yourself, it's time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists and take as much of my friend's money as I possibly can. That's right. The hit mobile game Monopoly Go. Let you compete with your friends to be the biggest tycoon ever. I might do this with my high school friends. We used to play Monopoly all the time. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone anytime with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress. There's so much to do. Play on countless dynamic Monopoly boards. Make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. Charge other players rent for your iconic properties. Maybe you'll even play against me. I'm great at Monopoly. You could even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards. Get back out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go. Now free on the App Store or Google Play. We're also brought to you by the Ringer Podcast Network. Have new rewatchables coming on Monday night. It is a one for me because it's my birthday today. So I gave myself a birthday present. It's a movie I've always wanted to do. So that is coming on Monday night. If you've been following the Celtics story, which is not a great story, feels like it's going to have some layers left over these next few days and weeks. But I talked about it on this podcast on Thursday. I might go on Off the Pike with Brian Barrett either Monday or Wednesday, assuming we can get at least a little more information. But stay tuned for that. Coming up on this podcast, Cousin Sal is going to come on. We're going to talk about week 3 NFL. We're going to guess the lines for week 4 like we always do. First, our friends from Pearl Jam. All right, we're taping this. It is 8:30 Sunday night. Just watched a terrible Niners-Broncos game. Sal, it was my birthday, and yes. And the gamblers pulled my birthday suit and made me a pie and shoved it in my face. I did not enjoy my birthday. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I thought about you all day. First of all, happy birthday, Billy Boy. Are you 57, 58, 59?
I'm 41. Yeah, 41 years old.
41, wow.
Yeah, so excited.
Great.
I look great.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah, fill in the grays maybe a little bit.
Yeah,
no, you do look great. You do look good.
I'm trying.
I thought of you when all those teasers went down, when all the favorites went down, and your $1 million picks and everything, and some underdog set.
It's the real picks.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had, in the span of a half hour, the Patriots screwed the pooch. Mac Jones got hurt. My Miami-KC money parlay, which Buffalo-KC, which watched those games. Both of those teams played better than the other team and somehow both lost. And then Detroit, Minnesota had Detroit and underdog parlay. They're up 10. I stopped even considering that was going to be a comeback. They screwed that one up. Where do you want to start? Who is the most offensive up team today?
I think we could start with the night game. And by the way, let's get it out of the way. You left a voice message for Russell Wilson. You haven't done this in many, many years.
I did?
The Sunday night winner. Yeah. Do you want me to play it? I mean, this is...
God, I lost on the Broncos, so I can't even imagine what I said. I must have blacked out.
Well, you were very diplomatic, and I will say you've rebounded since the drunk show you just put on. But anyway, you listen for yourself and see what you guys think.
Okay.
Hello, Russell, Hustle and Bustle Man, Muscle Wilson. It's Sporshish Guy here, leaving you a voice message. Congratulations on your 9 fantasy points. I have to tell you, today's my birthday, so I'm going to warn you in advance. I'm about 33 sheets to the wind. These lemon drop martinis tend to get the best of me. Anyway,
it's
been a while. It's been a while since I checked in. Since the last time I left you a message, I found $250 million hidden in the Swedish treasure chest. But you know what? I'd give it all up to spend one more night just with me and you canoodling in a night of bliss. Say yes, Hustle and Bustle. Please say yes. You and I can cook together in a cryogenic chamber of my choice. Sportsish guy, over and out.
You were out of control.
I went to the cryogenic chamber after all of those losses in the early games. I just left Kyle alone, and I was like, I got to get out of here and try to freeze myself to death.
Is that where you made the call? You made the call inside the chamber. Wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I did. I think I did, actually. Yeah, let's talk Denver, San Francisco
whatever
first.
You wanna do.
Trent Williams gets hurt. And it was clear San Francisco was just not going to score another point in the game. Their offensive line wasn't very good to begin with. Jimmy throws a couple picks. And then Denver looked like dog shit the whole game offensively. And then Russ made like 3 plays. And Collinsworth was, oh, Russ, this is what we've been waiting for. It's like, I don't know. We watch quarterbacks all day. He made 3 decent plays, good plays. But it turned out to be enough. And they end up winning.
I didn't see what the live line was, but didn't you think 10-5 was enough when, you know, when Gould hit that whatever 45-yard whatever the field goal was? I was like, all right, that's it. This game is over. They're not driving the field. But I don't think he deserves all the credit in the world for bringing them down the field once. I'm in general, let's talk about these offenses. I don't know what's happened to 75% of the teams in the league where they can't, nobody's scoring at all. I mean, I think the unders are 29-17-1, like 63% through the first week. And
Jesus,
I don't know. I mean, it's I don't want to say it's unwatchable, but it's not fun watching like Brady and Mahomes and Rodgers. And like they're, I don't know if the best receivers just abandon them or they're hurt or what, but they're really working with garbage. And Russ, forget it. He's just not unless he breaks contain, which he should try to do more, he's just a very, very average quarterback, I think.
Yeah, I was somewhere during the course of the night, I was starting to think about him like when Dwayne Wade went to the Chicago Bulls and it felt big deal for a split second.
But I'll then let it you was get like, the
oh,
NBA
he's at
thing.
A different point of his career. Thanks. I had to
it's your birthday.
The NBA thing
it's out. Your birthday. Go ahead.
Thank you. But then there's other times where you think, oh, these guys have barely been together. It's a new coach. He's on a new team. He's learning all these receivers. Yeah. And I don't know what the answer is, but I think it's closer to the Dwayne Wade Bulls scenario. I just don't think he's... You know, the wow play, like I had to root against Lamar along with nephew Kyle for 3 hours today. And Lamar pulled 12 plays out of his ass where you're just like, oh, my God, we had him. And then he did that. And Russ used to do that stuff a lot more than he does now. I think that's the only thing we can all agree on is the wow factor is not there in the same way anymore.
Yeah. And I didn't want to kill both quarterbacks tonight because it was clear that, like you said, when Trent Williams went out, is San Francisco and Jimmy G were going to have their hands full, right? But I didn't think they needed to score. And also, the other way, San Francisco's defense is great. They're really awesome.
It is.
They swarmed to the ball. And so I wasn't going to get on Russ's case too much. But, you know, after you left that voice message, I said, all right, let's put things in perspective here.
There was a couple of very timely punts. Like the Broncos, that punt that led to the safety, you know, they pinned them on the one and it just felt like, first of all, I don't even remember the last time a QB has stepped on the back end zone.
Orlovsky, right?
But Orlovsky played 15 years ago. That was the last time?
Yeah.
12 years ago?
It was him and the Mark Sanchez butt fumble was redeemed with the butt punt. Yeah. So like two boneheadish plays of the century come back.
It's funny that he was like 3 yards out of the end zone. He was so far out of it wasn't even like his heel clipped it. This game tonight, 13 first downs for the Niners, 14 for the Broncos. I just don't feel like either of these teams, they both showed some like a hole that makes me think long term. We try not to overreact in September, but for San Francisco, that you saw tonight while they were trying to get off Jimmy G for the entire offseason. I'd probably higher on him the most. And then for Denver, it's just that the coaching, all of it. Did you notice near the end, though, that the guy ran out of bounds and they just ripped the clock off for 40 seconds?
They ran it up.
Just got the ball?
Yeah, like with 2:20 left or something,
And Tirico was like, huh, that was weird. It's like you have Mike Pereira right there, whoever you have. You can't asked.
And Collinsworth just blew it off. He's like, but yeah, but really, let's give this credit to this Denver defense.
Russell Wilson told the guy to keep the clock going.
Yeah, very strange.
The best team we saw today, in my opinion, was Jacksonville. They demolished the Chargers. The game was over within like 40 minutes. They did this to the Colts last week. They have two ass kicks in a row. And I think to me, the story coming out of week three, other than some of the boneheaded stuff we can get into later, was that Jacksonville, I think, is a legitimate on the fringe contender now. And I wouldn't be surprised if they were a legit contender like 3-4 weeks from now. I like that they're not just talented on both ends. Two good pass rusher defensive line guys. Mm-hmm. Lawrence looks great. Two running backs that both were making stuff happen, and the receivers are fine. And I just, that team looked really polished. They looked hungry. They had a little killer instinct. They put the game away. They were laying it on Herbert, like really, really big time. I was impressed. That's 2 weeks in a row for them.
I can't disagree with any of that. But I'm eating a lot of crow because the AFC South was excellent today, right? Like, except for Houston, Chicago, whatever. But
I thought Indy was dog shit in that game. That game was over 19 times. And then Ryan, 3rd and 15, Chris Jones gets the unsportsmanlike after the play's over. I'm still trying to figure out that call. Colts were done. They were punting. Mahomes is going to get first down. The game was over.
I'm with you. But there shouldn't be any week where the AFC South wins three games and the AFC
and
West
should have won four.
Loses three games. Right. Yeah. So that was strange. I mean, the Jags are sitting at plus 240 right now to win that division. Yeah, well, I can't say anything bad about the Jags, but the Chargers are just, I mean, this was the one home field advantage they were going to have with the Jaguars fans. There were actually Chargers jerseys in the crowd I saw, and they were never in it, never, ever in it. And that coach, I don't know. I mean, the coaching is getting worse. Staley had him in there, had Herbert in there, Herbert barely standing upright, down 28 points with 340 left, and he's still taking snaps. What are they doing?
It was 38-10. He was in there with a minute left, wasn't he?
It was a minute left. Yeah, you're right. He went all the way. He went the distance.
I thought it was questionable whether he should have even started because they were missing offensive linemen. They were missing Keenan Allen. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. And then you hear about the Chargers team doctor and he's going to get a shot. And it was like the parallels of that to the Michael Myers is back again commercial. So you couldn't stop thinking about it. Let's keep the team doctor away from Justin.
How
Herbert,
is it the same doctor? I think we talked about this last week. Is there a shortage of doctors in the LA area? What is going on with that?
I was very nervous. Yeah, I was very nervous. The thing with Lawrence, though, Kyle and I were reminiscing last year when we felt like maybe Mac Jones had a chance to be better than Trevor Lawrence. Mm-hmm. And then you watch today, it's like Trevor Lawrence, like he's got everything. And we thought last year, I gave him a pass for last year along with a lot of other people because it was like that was the most messed up football rookie quarterback situation we've had. This Urban Meyer thing's like one of the all-time atrocities we've seen on a first-year quarterback. So just write it off. And the distance from last year to what we saw these last 2 weeks, and it looks like if you're starting a team, you know, Herbert, I think Mahomes is still young enough to be in that conversation, but Lawrence is kind of edging toward that, and Josh Allen, obviously, but Lawrence is kind of edging toward that Joe Burrow spot. Right? He's like 4 years younger, I think.
Yeah. All right. I don't want to go. Well, I mean, I was thinking of the other way. Yeah. Yes. Lawrence might be the cream of the crop, last year's crop. How about, what do you think with the 2 years ago rankings between Tua, Burrow, and Herbert now? Is like Tua making a move? I'm like, we're now like a week or two away from hearing that. Like Tua's now propelled himself to number one on that and those three.
Well, he's certainly number one on the, I thought you were completely concussed. How are you back in this game? What the hell just happened?
Unreal. And they're investigating, right? The Players Association is investigating.
What are they investigating? It looked like, Lawrence turns 22 next week, Trevor Lawrence.
Wow. Maybe you should call and leave him a message.
Yeah. Tua looked like Trevor Burbick after Mike Tyson knocked him out in the mid-80s, where it was like delayed. He was wobbling around. It's like, well, that sucks because he was playing really well. I thought he was really good in the first half. And this sucks. This moment's ruined. And then all of a sudden there he is in the third quarter.
You can't,
I was surprised.
You can't see his head bounced off the turf like Daffy Duck. You can't say it was a back injury, right? Like
what did they try to say? It aggravated a back injury that there was a nerve that got triggered, which was why he reacted that. It was like, oh, that's what happens when you slam your head against the turf.
I mean, this organization, what more can you do to them? You could take away the... I'll say this because I thought that was a bad... I mean, they ran... Don't worry if you're a Bills fan, honestly, because I wouldn't be surprised if they won by 40 when they rematch in Buffalo, A. And B, I don't know. How did they win that game? They ran 39 offensive plays to the Bills 90. 90 to 39. Like, if I'm Dorsey, I'm throwing a fit, too. I'm just kicking
everything. If we're doing an autopsy of that game and the Chiefs game, it would take us 2 hours. Because the Bills... I've never seen somebody run 51 more plays than the other team and lose. But whatever happened to them at the end of the first half, which they left points on the table, they got a missed field goal. Miami didn't really do anything for the last 2 hours of the game, except Tua hit that one long pass. But other than that, felt like they had them way more contained. I mean, everybody loved the over in this game. I know I bet it. Did you bet it?
I had the over because all you had to know is Michael Hyde was out and the other guy, Boyer was out.
And both safeties and a cornerback, plus Tre'Davious White was still out. And it was like, oh my God, this could be track meet. But I think I'm going to add this to my don't bet list. The just these games in the South when it's hot, it just seems like weird shit happens. I thought same thing with Tennessee, Vegas. Vegas did some of the weirdest shit in the second half. And it's like, is this the weather? Like, why are you guys doing this?
And Tampa, Green Bay too. But you wouldn't think, you'd think one of the defenses would get tired and you know.
No, for some reason, defense never gets tired. Or it depends whatever side you on. That's the side that gets tired. The Buffalo thing, though, I still can't figure out, A, they get the, first of all, they don't score. This is the team that has the best offense ever. Allen just throws a ground ball to McKenzie. He's wide open for the go-ahead touchdown.
They get a stop.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The punter kicks it right into the back of the guy's ass in front of him. And somehow it doesn't bounce in the air. It doesn't go to the ground. It goes backwards and goes out of bounds for the safety.
And shouldn't the game be over then? There should be some plays.
That should be worth more than 2 points.
Oh, they just end the game there. Like, okay, you just, you know, when you kick it into your own guy's, your up back's ass, that's it. If they have to,
you think that's a forfeit?
Yeah, it's got to be it. Like, all right, everyone go home. That's the worst thing you could see in football. So. Everyone go home. So,
well, then Buffalo gets the ball back. The guy, the safety punt, the punt was awesome. Like, he boomed it from the 20, kicked it like, I don't know, it felt like it was 60 yards. Mm-hmm. And Buffalo's still going down, and they were just a mess. They were very, you know, did you see that shot of Allen, like, basically falling into Tua's arms at the end?
Yeah.
Diggs was dropping passes. Davis dropped one. It really, the heat 100% affected them.
Davis dropped
one. And I'm with
one.
You. I think if they play again, I think Buffalo wins.
Yeah, not that they're worried, but maybe this is, you know, this is the lowest you'll see the Bills to win the division at minus 240 and the Dolphins at plus 210. Like, no, minus 1,000 if Josh Allen's healthy is the correct number, I think.
They should be worried about one thing. They are a very good 10-plus, we're winning by 10-plus team. Mm-hmm. And these close games over and over again, it's a little like Kyle Shanahan who did it again today. These close games where you feel like, all right, they're great for three quarters, but can they finish off the tight one? And that's been the wrap. Buffalo lost a couple last year like that too. Remember they had that 9-6 game against, who that was? Jacksonville?
Yeah.
They lost that weird Pittsburgh game.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of wanted to see them pull one of these out and they didn't. Let's take a break and then I want to talk about the Chiefs. End the NFL week right on Monday night with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. One of my favorite things about FanDuel, picking my favorite props, building a same game parlay, or just doing a parlay. Perfect for tonight's game. Everyone loves the same game parlays. I have a parlay that I love that's actually on FanDuel exclusively. Dallas defense to score a touchdown with Dallas to win the game against the Giants. It's 15-1 on both of them. I think Dallas's D gets a touchdown in this game. Think about that one. FanDuel's new live same game parlays. Maybe you throw in, you know, Zeke to get 50 yards, whatever, make it a same gamer. You can continue building same game parlays even after the game has already started. Wow. There's no feeling like nailing a same game parlay bet. Lock in your bet today on FanDuel Sportsbook. And if you're new to FanDuel Sportsbook, get a no sweat first bet up to $1,000 with promo code BS. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. You must be 21 plus in select states. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable free bets that expire 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. So Chiefs Colts, which this game was not fixed. I'm not accusing it. But if you were going to fix a game, this is what the game would look like. You have the they stop them 3 and out to start the game. punt to Sky Moore. He fumbles on the 4-yard line. Colts up 7-0. Chiefs come back. They tie it. They feel like they're in control. Near the end of the half, they're on like, what, the 40? Mm-hmm. And there's like 20 seconds left and the Chiefs call a run. Mahomes is walking off. He's screaming at Eric Bieniemy. It's like, he's like, we're the Chiefs. What are we doing?
Romo's narrating it.
Oh my God.
Nutty.
They miss a PAT. They miss a field goal. They have another field goal where they run the one of the worst fake field goals I've seen. So I think they left, I don't know, between 13 and 14 points on the table just with special teams. Mm-hmm. Chris Jones, aforementioned, they get the stop. 4 minutes left, like on the Colts 30, third and 15. They get a big hit, and he stands over him, and he gets the taunting penalty, keeps it alive. Ryan makes two throws finally. He was terrible in that game. And then the Chiefs couldn't do it at the end. And I'm sitting there going, I can't. This is like 1 out of 100 times the Colts would beat the Chiefs. They would literally need 17 things like this to happen. Mm-hmm. But the thing that worried me, and Kyle and I were talking about, we were watching it. You really felt the Chiefs' lack of awesome skill guys in that game.
Yeah.
It really just felt like, who's that guy who looks like Cooper Kupp on the Rams? Skowronek?
Yeah, Skowronek, yeah.
Skowronek, where it's like, it's just, almost it's a whole team of him. Mm-hmm. It's a whole team of like Scotty Miller types. But I felt like there was a couple plays that they could have made, and they just didn't have anybody coming through. And now I'm worried about my Chiefs pick, Sal.
Well, I wouldn't be so worried, because the rest of the division is kind of maybe not as good as we thought. So,
Did you see what they were on first down today? Or third down? I'm sorry.
What were they?
3 for 12.
Yeah, that's not good.
That's not the Chiefs. And passing up like end of the game, like going for the kill to try to get a field goal, mm-hmm. passing up like fourth and ones. I just didn't feel like they had the same swagger. They're coming off 10 days rest, and they didn't have it last week against the Chargers either.
Well, two things. First of all, let's give Matt Ryan a little credit. I don't think he was terrible, and we'll pounce on him the next 15 weeks.
So I thought it was pretty bad.
Well, he had same numbers as Mahomes, maybe a little better.
But a lot of them came on that last drive where they got through like 80 yards on the last drive.
But I thought for sure he wasn't going to thread the needle and throw a touchdown in that last drive. So I guess that was big. Like that he could still do that was surprising to me. Second thing is, if the Chiefs have a field goal kicker, even the 50th best in the league, they win that game. I mean, you strut out Matt Amendola out there, and it's, misses an extra point, misses a field goal. They have to change their play scheme because they know they can't try long field goals. So
yep.
I don't know. I wouldn't worry too much if you're a Chiefs fan either.
Where the hell is Bucker?
I don't know. He scratched before the game. He's been hurt. He was playing like as a straight on kicker. I think he has a groin injury, right?
I had them in a money line, like pretty much the rest of America. Mm-hmm. And then over the last, and there's so much, we have so much better information now with some of these gambling sites, and we can see where the money is and the tickets are and things like that. And there was sharp money on the Colts for the last 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
And the line even moved a little bit toward the Colts. And I was sitting there going, this is insane. The Colts stink.
Mm-hmm.
This is like a once in a lifetime. Bills, Chiefs, 3 weeks from now, both of these lines will be 3 to 4 points higher. I can't believe we get to bet this. Both teams lost.
Yeah.
I might just be on underdog parlays the rest of the way, and that's it.
Happy birthday. Yeah.
Yeah. But like, yeah. I think like 19 out of 20 times the Chiefs win that game. And I think that Bills game, I still can't believe they didn't win. And I still don't understand what happened. And they get a concussed Tua, who somehow is back in there for the whole second half. Who is their backup QB?
Who is it, though? By the way, it's an ankle injury for Butker. The Dolphins backup is... I think we
saw him for a split second. We had it on the lower TV.
We did.
Did he do anything?
Oh, it was Bridgewater. Yeah, what are we thinking about? Yeah, of course.
Oh, Bridgewater. Yeah, he was 0-2.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought he would be. I thought we'd see more. We might end up seeing more of him anyway. But listen, I think you have to think of like situational play, right? Like the Colts kind of needed this one, right? Maybe they.
I guess they were all fired up on the sidelines. Yeah. They were going to be 0-3. I get all of it, but the Chiefs were still way better than them.
Yeah, they're 1-1-1 now, so they'll go back to being the Colts, and the Chiefs will. These schedules don't let up for some of these teams. It really is interesting.
Three for 10 on third down, the Chiefs. That still was not the worst loss of the day, the worst loss of the day, was Detroit. Detroit controls the whole Minnesota game, 24-14. Minnesota gets the pad, the fantasy stats touchdown. Mm-hmm. Detroit has it again, going down. There's what, a minute 15 left. They're on the 37. They're up three. Minnesota has no timeouts left. And the three choices are go for it on fourth and four, punt.
Well, don't forget, they had a fourth and one they missed on. They got stuffed.
They missed on. I was okay with that, actually. They were going for the killer. They were on the 30.
I'm all right with the decision. But if they make that, the game's over. Dalvin Cook is injured. Like, everything looked great.
So they could either punt from the fourth and four, go for the field goal, or just go for it. And I would have either just gone for it and punted. Bringing in the field goal kicker who, what's that guy's name? Shane, whatever the hell his name is.
That was really bad.
There was no chance.
I've seen some bad misses.
He had already missed once. And this is just like video game 101. If I miss this, the other team now has the ball on the 40 and all they need is two first downs and they're kicking the game tying field goal. Again, Minnesota had no timeouts left. If you punt it, you put him on the 10. Cousins has to go 70 yards with no timeouts just to get a field goal.
Right.
And what is getting up six? What does that do for you? Now you're kicking off anyway. The other team still needs a touchdown. I just didn't get it. I thought it was stupid when it was happening.
Are you questioning Dan Campbell? You think Dan Campbell might not be the real deal?
I'm questioning Dan Campbell. And the Lions fans were pissed. And Googling some of the stories after the game is really funny. But I had Detroit in underdog parlays with Jacksonville and Carolina. And they were like 6-1 and 9-1. And it was brutal. Like Carolina, Detroit, you chalk that one in. You have it. It's a win.
Right. Yeah. Minnesota's one of these teams. I'm just going to keep betting against them. I don't think they're as good as the line is going to show. And the Lions might just be one of those. They give you an entertaining game every week, but they're on the short end, but you'll get enough points that it'll be worth it. The Vikings, I don't want to say like everyone's bad because, 14 teams still have to make the playoffs, but
yeah,
there are very few teams that I think can win three games in a row in the playoffs, right? If we look at it that way, like maybe four or five teams that you really can confident that can win, go on a 3-week run.
Yeah,
the Vikings are one of them.
I'm with you. I wrote down, I was like, do I like seven teams right now?
Mm-hmm.
I wrote down Buffalo, Philly, Jacksonville, Green Bay, and Tampa because I still think Tampa's D and they'll get their receivers back. They're fine. Baltimore, just because it feels like Lamar might be putting together something special.
Mm-hmm.
And then either Miami or KC for that last spot. And I don't know how that one plays out yet. The lack of firepower, I didn't like Mahomes yelling at Bieniemy today. Combined with the lack of firepower made me nervous. I just didn't feel like they had the swagger.
Yeah, well, he needs to settle into a receiver at this point, right? Well, I guess it's only 3 weeks, but, you get excited about like a Valdez Scantling. You know, like, oh, that's not the answer. He can't be happy with these guys, right?
The guys weren't open. It was like we were watching the Vegas game and Adams had like 35 yards or less twice in three games, which has happened like only a couple times in his career in Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
But when you actually watch the game, it didn't seem like he was open that much. It didn't really seem like all of these vaunted Vegas targets were open. It was the same thing for KC. I didn't really feel like there was one play where Schuster got open and he went for like 50 yards. But for the most part, it felt like the guys were covered all over the place.
It's all around. It's an epidemic. Like, look at Jamar Chase, right? Like, that guy can't get open. My guy, CeeDee Lamb, can't get open. I'm not sure. They didn't change the rules, did they? Are the defense is just like stepping up, or is it too hot out? Is it all these factors that amount to like what seems like a touchdown less per game?
Chris Olave got open.
He did. Like,
bunch of targets today.
Yeah.
The Vegas game, they were 1-for-12 on third down.
Wow.
Our friend Hench gleefully texted this because. Him and I have complained a lot about McDaniels the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
And McDaniels is now 5-20 in his last 25 games.
Closed-door meeting with Al Davis after the game, a long one, they said.
They exhumed him? How did they find Al
Davis? Oh, I'm
sorry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's it. That's the punishment.
Mark Davis?
You have to be with Al Davis. No, they really, they dug him up. Yeah, no, Mark Davis, yeah.
Yeah, so there's two winless teams yet. Vegas left, Vegas and Houston. And Houston has a tie. So Vegas is the only 0-3 team left in the entire league.
I know, but they're good. I know, I'm with you. I'm an idiot. I picked them to be in first place in the West. But you don't want to say should be 3-0, but they're in every game. They're just one of these jackass teams that can't get it together, I don't think.
Well, where did this Hollins guy come from that was catching everything today?
Mac Hollins? Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. How much you bidding on him in a FAA?
Did you see when they got the touchdown that brought him to within two and then they missed the 2-point, but it was like 4th and 10. And they just threw it over to him. He was blanketed and he just did like the Calvin Johnson. All right, I'll just catch this.
Right.
With this guy hanging all over me. It was really nice. Yeah, he'll go for like $40 targets in our league.
He has as many targets as Davante Adams today. Yeah,
you make a good point about Vegas. It's weird. They're 0-3 and I'm not totally panicking for really anybody yet. Uh-huh. Because even you look at the parity, you look at the standings and like everybody's 2-1 or 1-2. So how can you even be out of it?
I mean, I'm biased because like I said, I had very high hopes for them and my money followed those high hopes. But I think they're better than several 2-win teams. Like I think they're better than Cleveland. They're definitely better than the Bears. I don't know what would happen. We'll see with the Giants. I don't know. And then Denver. They play Denver next week. I think they're better than them.
Well, let's do AFC teams.
Yeah. Well,
like just if you had to say making the playoffs, we have no idea. It's week 3. A million things can change, but I'd put Miami and Buffalo in there.
Mm-hmm.
One of the AFC West teams, Jacksonville, and probably Baltimore. And I think there's a bunch of spots. There's two wild card spots open. And technically, you could argue the AFC West is open because the Chargers are having this season from hell. It's not there yet, but it's starting to edge towards season from hell possibilities with them. Like Bosa limps off with the groin injury in the first quarter. Allen's already missed 2 games. Guyton looked like something terrible happened to him today. It looked like it was an Achilles or something.
The coach and the doctor are trying to kill the star quarterback.
Right. He's like Jamie Lee Curtis in Halloween. And Staley, see, below 500 now as a coach? Or 500? What were they last year? 9-8?
Is he right there?
They were 9-8, right? Yeah, so he's 500.
They win 10 games, they might have won 10. They didn't make the playoffs, right?
Yeah. I think they were 9-8.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the other side, Philly, Green Bay.
Yeah, well, but back to the AFC. Like, it's weird that we're 3 weeks in and we're like, yeah, there's only going to be one AFC West team. But I think you're right. Out of Denver, the Raiders, and the Chargers, but I guess
we make it
the
two.
Chiefs are going
to... There may be two.
No, but one of those has to win 10 games. I don't know if they get to 10-7.
I think Miami and Buffalo, unless something stupid happens, I think those are both playoff teams. I was really impressed by Miami's defense today, even though I know they gave up 90 plays.
Right.
And Buffalo left a lot on the table, but I thought they pressured Allen. I thought they made him work. I thought they did a pretty good job of covering the receivers. It was okay. Like they were doing a lot of gimmick stuff, a lot of blitzing. But they hung around. They gave themselves a chance.
Yeah, they handled
the
heat for 90 plays. That's commendable.
Yeah, and then on the NFC side, even if you put the Eagles in, let's say Green Bay, Tampa, I don't even know who you're taking out of the NFC West. Maybe the Rams, but it's like the Rams have shown a ton. I like the way Carolina's playing. I know I'm in on them every week, but I think their defense is good. Their defense was really good again today. I think that's one of those teams when the advanced metrics start coming, like really start to get good around week 6, week 7. I think that's going to be a team that's going to be like in the top 10 or 12 by all these different numbers. People are going, but boy, that's weird. Why is Carolina in there? But they easily could be 3-0.
Listen, I'm not going to argue with you. The Saints score and then they come right back. Like Baker, like that was an important drive for them, right? Because you don't want them to be, if they're 0-3, we're not having this conversation.
They have a bunch of playmakers on D too. And they seem like no matter how shaky Baker looks from game to game, they always get like 2 plays.
Mm-hmm.
They get like 2 long plays. And McCaffrey's made it 3 games without getting hurt. Yeah, to me, the Minnesota looks fraudulent. And then I think tomorrow, we'll find out with your team because your team should beat the Giants tomorrow.
I think so too. I don't know.
The Giants should not go 3-0.
oddly confident. Yeah, I really am, because the Giant fans are really, really confident. We were talking to Schrager. It's like even the cops in the area are walking with a swagger and everything. Like, yeah, all right, this is where we pounce here. But, you know, the Eagles and Bucks are tied now odds-wise to win the NFC. Just like that.
Makes sense. I think the Eagles, every game.
Bucks, like the Bucks lost today.
I know, but their defense is really good, and they were missing their top three receivers.
Yeah, I know.
There's three plus 30 point differential teams. Buffalo's plus 53, Jacksonville's plus 46, and Philly's plus 36. And you think, like, if Wentz doesn't hit two bombs in that Jacksonville game, he needed to hit both. Jacksonville's 3-0.
Right.
And we're like, holy shit, are we going to get Buffalo and Jacksonville in the finals? The only other thing I had, and then we can play
the Eagles. Let me just really quickly. The Eagles are a weird team. I think they were shut out twice in the second half.
Yeah.
The last 2 weeks or something.
But they, like 24 points each first half for the last three games, right?
They just jump out on you, and then it's not even a game.
The Bears have 23 pass completions in three games.
Yeah, eight, and they're 2-1, right?
And they're 2-1.
Of course they are, because I picked them to have the worst record in the league, and 2-1. Stupid.
And I tried to figure out who the seven worst teams in the league are.
Mm-hmm.
I think Seattle, Houston, Pittsburgh, and ironically Chicago, even though they're 2-1.
Mm-hmm.
I think all four of those have to be in whatever that conversation is. The reason I did this is, it's hard for me to see a path where the Pats might not be in that conversation, especially if Max hurt.
Right.
They just make too many mistakes. Like, I was reading the quotes after the game, and they're like, we're moving the ball the whole, we just got to fix the turnovers. It's like every week it's an excuse. Max just has not been that good this year. Mm-hmm. He sucked last week. He made two absolutely killer, terrible throws today. The Baltimore game was winnable. It was sitting there. And I know Lamar finished with a great game, but I thought they did a pretty good job. He's fantastic. You know, they were kind of holding him off and hanging around. And then Mac he just couldn't keep him in it.
Well, you know, these football players are tougher than you and I or ever be. But it's not a good sign when Mac Jones is screaming like a 12-year-old girl at a Harry Styles concert.
Yeah,
right?
Injury. Ankle sprains are tough.
Yeah, but that said, that Ravens team was angry. They lost a stupid ass game last week, right?
Yeah.
And so they were gonna give you everything they had, and they are one of the best teams. So they came out, and you had no Jacoby Myers. That's big. And when I picked the Patriots this week, and all my analysis was, this is a big Jacoby Myers breakout game.
Oh god.
He doesn't even play.
Just think the play calling, you know, even like that 2-point conversion where Ramondre flipped it back to Mac and he scored, but it turned out Ramondre's knee was down. It's a 2-point conversion, right? Every other team has awesome versions of this. We used to have awesome versions of it.
Mm-hmm.
Our play was Ramondre running into like seven guys and having to pivot and turn and lateral it back to our quarterback because he was about to get overtaken by half the Ravens defense.
Yeah.
That was our 2-point play. This is a team that in the Super Bowl against the Falcons, I think we completed 3 2-point conversions and all of them were really cool plays. This is what we've been reduced to.
Listen, these days, as long as your 2-point play isn't delay a game, you're in good shape.
Like, oh, man.
How many times are we going to see that? We saw Kyler Murray do it, and then he ran for 20 seconds and converted it. And then Brady, it is interesting with him. Is he losing his mind a little, like now calling timeouts he doesn't have, which if you do that in the NBA or in college basketball, you're reviled forever. Like that's, but he's doing that. And what's with Bolt? Like, why? How do they get a false start or a delay a game, putting it back to the 7?
It was terrible. Because they just scored and it seemed like Russell Gage could have done I was hitting the head, I'm going to lie on the ground for a few minutes here and milk this so we can come up with the perfect play. He didn't. And then, you know.
I mean, they got lucky they got that hit double zero also. That scoring play.
Oh, yeah.
And then the other one hits double zero.
I'm not taking a lot from that game because they just had no, you know, when it's Evans and Godwin, that's going to be a different game. Brett Kyle was saying how during the game that it was like watching Brady with the 2019 Pats again.
Yeah.
When it was like kind of semi-washed up Edelman and, you know, N'Keal Harry. And they didn't have anybody who could get open. He was frustrated. And
well, it just doesn't look, we're not used to it. We see Brady and Rodgers. We don't see like the 20th and the 23rd best passing game, the teams going at it. Like, But you and I analyzed, like, this is going to be a defensive game. The defense is...
We said it last week.
Yeah,
we said it was going to be like De Niro, Pacino, and Righteous Kill. It was, Brady Rogers. It's like, this isn't going to be great. Mm-hmm. If I'm a Packer fan, though, Lazard, I thought he did a couple good things. And then Dobbs, you know, where they kept kind of... I don't want to compare him to Davante Adams, but he looks a lot like Davante Adams. There's a lot of that during the game.
And I think that was another good call by us. We have to celebrate the good calls, so few and far between. I think we said Sammy Watkins over under 5.5 weeks.
Oh, yeah. He lasted a minute after he made that call. We'll take a break with your guest lines. Okay, we're tied 1-1-1. We kind of symbolize the season. Thursday night, week 4, Bengals at home against the Dolphins of Miami. What a tough spot for Miami. That was, you know, a pretty brutal game. Bengals got to play the Jets. Miami is in this like sauna war against Buffalo.
Right.
I have the Bengals favored by 1.5 over the Dolphins.
Do I let you win because it's your birthday? I had 2 and it's 2.5.
Ah.
Yeah.
2.5. Okay.
This is, you don't want to say a fishy game because it's Miami and you never know how much Burrow is going to be protected, but I'm going to root against, I'm going to bet against this Miami team. I was with your boy, Jastrzemski, because he lives out here in Brooklyn, and he is so high on this Dolphins team. Well, you calm down. It could be 0-3. Just relax.
She just punched him.
Yeah.
You slapped him like the lady in Airplane, the whole line of people lining up. The Bengals did not answer their can you protect Joe Burrow questions for me in that Jets game from the pieces I saw. I mean, I know the Bengals won and they won fairly comfortably, but just the pass rush thing is going to continue to be a problem.
Yeah, he didn't get sacked Chase? A lot, but he was sure close a bunch of times. Yeah,
Flacco threw him a couple.
Yeah. What did happen to Chase? Did he get hurt? He didn't get hurt.
I think... He just hasn't had that game. It feels like him and Jefferson are going to have 200-yard receiving games one of the next couple of weeks, right?
Well, don't forget, he was like pretty average for, I mean, look it up last year. Yeah. And then I think round 6, week 6 or 7, not that this makes any sense, but he had then 7 games that very hard to compare anyone to. It was phenomenal. So
I like the Bengals in this game. I think a tough spot for the Dolphins. Coming off the Bills, you're 3-0. You have a whole concussion controversy with him. And
I would like them a lot more later. If this wasn't a Thursday game, because Thursday games get wonky. But if they had a week to prepare, I think this would be Cincinnati's.
Sunday marquee. I'll let you pick. Bills, Ravens, or Eagles, Jags? What's the marquee game in your opinion?
Bills, Ravens.
Okay.
Bills, Ravens, yeah.
I thought we could get cute and go Eagles, Jags, but we can go Bills, Ravens. That's fine.
I think that's...
Well, this will be... You know what's going to happen this week. What? You know it's happening.
No.
Kyle, turn the TikTok camera on.
Oh.
Not the real one. It's week 3 heading into week 4.
Yeah.
It's officially MVP watch time. We're not even in October yet. Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, the MVP is at stake. We have 15 weeks left in the season, but whoever wins this game is going to win the MVP. It's all going to happen this week.
I thought you were going to give it to Trevor Lawrence, like a 35-1.
Oh, I already did. I gave it to him already. Yeah, right. No, this is going to be a whole week of, this will be first take and the little graphic at the bottom. Coming up, is the MVP at stake in Buffalo?
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be all that. Who's the best player? Get ready for every bad premature take you can get.
Yeah, I'm ready. It's actually later than I thought, week 3. Yeah.
I have the Bills by 4 at home over the Ravens.
All right, you get this. I went light. I said Bills by 1.5. It's 3.
Hmm.
It's fair.
Man, remember when we were talking about the Bills as the 2007 Pats?
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's not happening. They're 2-1.
I don't know. Come on.
No, they're 2-1. They can't be the 2007 Pats.
Yeah. They're mad though. They don't take these lightly. I mean, that Dorsey thing is great. I could watch it like 50 times.
That was wonderful.
Yeah. We should see more of that.
It's rare that something happens in football that will bring my son over with his phone to show to with a dad. Did you see that? He really loved it.
Right.
I wouldn't be surprised if the Bills finish 16-1. And we look back at that Miami game, be like, oh man, like they could be like 12-1 and week 14. We'll be like, oh man, that Miami game.
this is tough for Baltimore, right? If they can't get on a winning streak because they have all these hard games ahead, but they are in that division. So,
well, what's interesting to me about Baltimore is, you know, Dobbins came back today. He looked good, but he'll be 4 or 5 weeks away from where you need to be with coming off the injuries he had. But Duvernay, Andrews, Bateman, and then Lamar doing Lamar stuff. It was probably the scariest version of the Baltimore offense that I can remember going against as a Pats fan.
Yeah, it's true.
It felt like they had a lot of answers where it's like third and short, I felt like they were going to get it. Third and 12, I felt like somebody for them was going to get open. I don't remember feeling that way, you know, before.
You don't deserve
when it was like,
that. Yeah, you didn't deserve that on your birthday, that offensive output that they had. You needed something similar to what they put up against the Jets, which was okay, but, you know, if we can score 28 points, we'll do it.
Kyle was on a text with some Pats fan he knows talking about CJ Stroud.
Oh, really?
Whether we could be bottom five. I didn't realize it was at that part of the city. I don't know who Kyle's friends with, but that's the thing that happened.
Who's your friends, Kyle?
I don't know, Kyle. Kyle, break up with that friend.
Is the TikTok camera still on? I never know.
We turned it off.
Oh, it's off. Okay. The
watchables. I only have one. And it's Eagles-Jags.
It's so funny that Tennessee Indy isn't one.
Oh, hold on. The Sunday marquee game is in Baltimore, not Buffalo. I forgot to say
that.
Yeah. Right. The watchables. It's at Philly. Philly's hosting the Super Bowl-bound Jaguars of Jacksonville. And I think this is an Eagles by 3.
Why can't I find this game? Oh, okay. I'm going to get this. I said Eagles by 5.5. Oh, this is going to be your bet of the year. It's Eagles by 7.
Oh, come on.
7?
Does anyone watch football? The Jaguars are legitimately good.
Hold on. Give everyone a chance to answer.
I thought when the line went down to like 3.5 today, right? When we didn't know about Herbert. And I thought that was like Herbert's playing. This is the line. Then Herbert, he decides to play and it went back up to like 6.5, 7. I'm
That's
like,
exactly
is anyone watching football? The Jaguars are good. So the Jaguars are the team that maybe we get 2 more weeks of value out of before people realize they're good.
Yeah, I know what's going to happen. I'm going to bet against and hate bet against these Eagles and they're just going to kill me for the next like 14 weeks.
Well, with that attitude.
Oh, but like just back to that Monday game against Minnesota, like didn't that feel like a playoff game? Didn't that feel like a first Saturday night playoff game where the inferior division winner plays against the better wild card and they just stomp them? I think we're going to get a lot of that Eagles all year.
Well, you'll be happy to know that I realized there was a London game next week.
Oh, I said it was minus 280 that you'd forget. Wow.
The only reason I knew is because Schrager is going to be in London next week, and he mentioned it. So it was in the back of my head. So I was like, which one's the London game? It is the Vikings versus the Saints in London, England.
This is watchable because we're going to wake up and watch it. We have to watch it.
I don't know anyone who loves the London game more than you.
I like it. I really do.
Are you going to be in New York or LA though?
I'll be back. I'll be back in LA and I'll make the volume real low. That's my move the night before and turn it to the NFL Network or whatever channel it's on. Is it on an app?
Try not to wake up your wife. Yeah.
No, it's on NFL Network. Yeah. Schrager and Bonetta are there. And so you don't watch that's the key. And then you get nice viewing from 6:30 a.m. on. It's delightful.
I have the Vikings favored by 3 over the Saints.
Do we split this? Oh, no, you get it. I said 3.5. It's 2.5.
Oh, we split it.
No, you get it. It's two and a half.
Yeah, I win it. I said.
Yeah, well, we still have more to do, but yeah, you won that.
You know, I don't like this version of Jameis. Quite a turn to TikTok.
Bummer.
Yeah, it was more fun when he was either throwing picks or touchdowns. Now it's neither. Now he's just
right in the middle.
Yeah, now he's just kind of, they're just punting on fourth down with Jameis. Right. And he's got, it seems like he has good weapons.
Sure. Where's the electricity? Like once Michael Thomas proved that he was back earlier than we thought, even though it's like 3 years later, you figured they'd put up points, but
I mean, the fact that Olave is actually good, you would have thought, all right, this is an offense that'll score 24, 27 points a game. Nope. And I can't tell. You could make a case that they've just gone against good defenses and that Carolina's defense is better than people realize. So this would be the game.
He had 353 yards passing.
I know, but it was a lot of they're down 15 and whatever. It didn't feel like consequential yardage. Mm-hmm. Did you feel like it? I never felt like they were in the game.
No, I guess. I'm just looking at their Olave was great, 147. Traquan Smith had 105. It was Michael Thomas who really couldn't get started, or Jarvis. I mean, that fumble, that Kamara fumble, just doomed them. They really just didn't come back from that.
Well, we'll see this week because I think this is, if the Saints offense has a chance to get going, this will be the week.
They're saying they may cancel this game because the Queen, they have to go week three of the morning of the Queen in London. Yeah. So,
can you imagine having
a
political figure that people would love this much? That like a football game, week three would be in jeopardy. I'll probably get hate mail just for wondering about this.
Yeah.
I have 7 fairly watchables.
Okay.
Browns Falcons, starting with that one in Atlanta. And I'm going to declare the Falcons are just ineligible for the poopfecta. They're super fun to watch. I really enjoy the Falcons. Drake London's really fun. Kyle Pitts is really fun. Cordero Patterson, he not only looks like Eric Dickerson all of a sudden, he was like hurdling dudes on
leapfrogging
runs.
Leapfrogging defenders, I know.
Oh my God.
Really fun.
And I think Mariota's, I really enjoy him. I think the
he fact fumbled
that he
that
was sitting
snap.
There.
That just sucked, he did. Right? That was kind of like just did it for them.
But he fumbled the snap, and because I had money in the Falcons, I was like, here we go. It's another birthday anal probe for your guy, Bill. But no, Geno Smith had other ideas.
Right. Well, stop betting the Falcons. They won today, so that was good. But in general, let's just enjoy them. I don't know what the word is, but I just
thought the line was off. I usually bet when I think the line's off, and that one, they were favored by 1. I thought they should have been favored by 3 because I think Seattle's bad.
Well, they're bad, but some of these teams have such easy games on their schedule, like the Bears, Texans. Like they win by accident. And if Seattle's going to win a home game, it's kind of had to be today, right? Well, it had to be one of them. But you're right.
Yeah,
Falcons
you'd think.
Are frisky. What'd you have for this line?
I have Browns by 2 at Atlanta.
You get this one too. I said +1. It's +3. It's a full 3.
I figured. I don't think people respect the Falcons, but I think they should. Here's the thing with them. If they're down 10, they can go get a cheap touchdown with 3 minutes left.
Mm-hmm.
I like these underdogs that you know that they're not going to just score 9 points like the Jets. You know, like the Jets today.
Right.
Where they could just be bad and Flacco could have 4 turnovers and that's it.
The offense is stifled from the start. Oh, that Browns thing. I know you were bragging about not being on that bad lateral play at the end, but I just... I wasn't bragging.
I was so happy I wasn't involved.
Well... Your friend Sal was involved. I had the under on a teaser, and other people had the Steelers on a teaser, and it's just disgraceful. We talked about like having blackjack insurance. You know when they say insurance, and you actually get mad at the dealer for offering you insurance? Like, just flip over the jack of diamonds, and we'll be done here. So I would take it every time, because on that play,
kickoff lateral insurance?
Yeah, I mean, it can't be even odds, right? But you have to... It just has nothing to do with the game. It sucks so bad. It's as if they said, okay, everyone's bets are good, but we're going to do one more thing. We're going to let a lion on the field. And if the lion eats the football, then everybody loses their... It's nothing to do with anything. I hate it so much.
It should be worth you're right, like 2 points, not 6. It's so funny. It has fantasy implications. It ruined teases. In that case, it ruined the Steelers tease. Now,
they were looking to, they never went upfield. It's like hot potato immediately. I'm like, oh, this ball's definitely hitting the turf and it's going to be gobbled up in the end zone. Go ahead.
Here would be my counter. Did you put Mitch Trubisky in a tease?
No, I had the under. In fact, I was counting my money there.
That's terrible.
I didn't like...
I'm sorry, Sal. You didn't deserve that.
I'm with you with the Steelers being a bottom 5 team, but I also don't think the Browns are 2-1 and really could be 3-0.
Well, the Steelers are the team this year where the wide receiver's running the out and the ball sails 10 feet over his head and he just stops running and all the life sinks from his body and he kind of has that, like he just got a parking ticket. Remember, Arizona was that team that one year after Kurt Warner. Like every year there's that one team where the quarterback is just so unreliable. The receivers know it and they're making business decisions over the middle. Like if they know the safety's coming, they'll just duck out. They're just like, fuck this. Well, I want to keep playing.
The thing with Tomlin and great. All right. It's quite an achievement. You've never gone under 500, but this is the first year he has a quarterback controversy and he's not handling it right. He's like, under no circumstances am I putting Kenny Pickett. It's like, really? You have it. if Trubisky, and I feel like you and I hung on to Trubisky longer than most people, if he's not going to run the ball,
yeah,
who needs his 14 for 21 for 180, whatever it is, without a touchdown, right?
With like, his two picks.
Yeah, you can get there anywhere with anybody.
Yeah, he's stubborn. It's like our cousin Jimmy when you get in text arguments with Jimmy and he's like, no, that's not what it was. And you're just presenting him evidence. He's like, no.
That's it. He has a press conference after every show. Yeah, it's very strange.
Let's take a break and then we'll finish the lines. All right, fairly watchable. Six left. Lions at Detroit facing the aforementioned not very good Seahawks. I think this is in the Vegas zone. I have Lions by 4.5 against the Seahawks.
I think you have a little birthday surge here in these picks because you're doing well. Or I was doing bad. It's I said 3.5. It's 6.5. How about this team who hadn't been favored in years before last week and now almost a touchdown over Seattle?
I think the Lions have a good offense. I'll say
yeah.
They can move the ball. It's funny, the announcer, they always do this when nobody's pressuring Goff, and the announcer always does the, you know, if you give Jared Goff that kind of time, he will pick you apart. And you want to laugh, but it's kind of true. Like, right. If he has time, he is good. It's
he'll
just
find the open guy. Yeah.
If you pressure him, he completely falls apart. But if you don't pressure him, he's good. Like, you could cut a mixtape of Jared Goff just being awesome, and none of them will involve pressure.
Yeah, you just don't want him. You're not banking on him in the last drive down a few points, right? You want everybody instead of him. But he's definitely serviceable, and they're a fun team, and you wish they would win more. Especially
with that said,
the money line
neither
parlay.
Of us are allowed to put them in a tease. Just
this week,
to be clear.
Gino's going to wreck us, right?
No, yeah. Jared Goff not allowed to be in a tease.
All right.
Colts at home, they're going to play the Titans. Mm-hmm. I almost feel like this is a loser leaves town match, but I'm not going to say that in week four. I think the Colts are going to be favored. I think people are going to overreact to that Chiefs game because they didn't watch it. I do not think the Colts are good. I don't think the Titans are good either. This feels like a 3-point game, but I think it's going to be Colts 3.5.
Oh, good. Good. You talked yourself out of it. It's 3, and I said 3. That's my one dead-on pick, I think.
Henry looked good this weekend, or at least for the first three quarters.
Yeah. Yeah, he's fine. They came out jad. We should have seen that, right? Like, the Raiders were favored in Tennessee, and you knew there was going to be one of those teams like, oh, yeah, we'll show you. And then, Henry set the tone early.
I knew all the warning signs with the 0-2 teams, and I just plowed ahead anyway. I don't think I'm going to win money back on both of those teams because they both stink.
Right.
I will win my money back on Colts Chiefs and on Titans Viking or Vegas.
Well, we don't count on the two best teams by far losing in the same week, right?
Nah, stupid.
Chiefs and Bills.
Although I don't know if I can put the Chiefs in that category right now.
Well, you want them to be able to run the ball. Yeah, I wish they never really run the ball, but now with the receivers a little, you know, iffy, you definitely need to run the ball.
Maybe I'm not sure about Clyde.
20. Yeah,
I've always been kind of really, really hesitant with Clyde. It reminds me of the Sony Michel thing where, they draft him in the first round. He's got to be good. And today was a game where they were just like, we're taking out Clyde.
You did? I mean, what are you, 7 carries, 0 yards? I think you're being a little tough on him. I don't know.
And he doesn't pass the eye test either.
Kelsey had more yards rushing.
Chargers are at the Texans. So Herbert's just going to be hurt for the next few weeks, but
this
playing?
Is it. Yeah, until the doctor finishes him off. That's it.
This is this game's dying to be teased. I think it gets to 6. Chargers by 6 over the Texans. I almost didn't want to pull the trigger on it, but
no, good call. I went light. I said 4.5. It's 6.5. So
yeah, makes sense.
Well, listen, make your move. I mean, what game are they going to win if they can't beat the Texans? You know,
I didn't even see that. Kyle and I did not. We got mad every time the Texans and Bears came on red zone. I just didn't even want to know what happened in the game. I just didn't care.
Yeah.
But did you know how the Texans lost? Did you see it?
I didn't. I wasn't watching, although I do feel like the red zone devoted way too much time to that.
Way too much.
I just turned away every time. But tell me, how'd they lose?
The red zone, if it's like neither of these teams will combine to win 10 games this year, we don't need to see them on the red zone. Just tell us after if there's a play. Yeah. Just
that's
show
the
us.
Red.
We don't need to go live.
Zone. Yeah, exactly.
the red wedding zone. That should be channel 719.
Right.
Just two terrible teams. Houston had the ball, tie game. I think it was 3rd and 1 on their own 30. And Mills threw a pick. And then the Bears basically went 2 yards and kicked a field goal.
Ugh.
But it was either headed to overtime or the Texans were going for a field goal and Mills threw a pick.
The Bears are 2-0 when Justin Fields gets to 8 completions. Let's scroll it. Scroll it on the bottom of the screen.
Yeah, the Bears, it wasn't a lot of red zone for the Bears. It was more Texans. Pierce looked good, though. I think Pierce has it. The fantasy spending on him, I think, might have been justified.
That was a guy that nobody had seen him run a down except like one preseason game, and they bid like $28 on him. Yeah.
We'll Panthers, right. Cardinals. I'm just telling you now, I'm going to have money in this game. It's in Carolina. Mm-hmm. I think this is the last week to steal some value in the Panthers. And the Cards just continue to look discombobulated. What was the stat where them in the first half, Warren Sharp had this, in the first quarter outscored 31-0 this year. 14-0 against KC, 7-0 Vegas, 10-0 against the Rams.
Huh.
So, and I think this Carolina team, I'm telling you, they're going to be in the playoffs at like 9-8 and nobody's going to understand it. But I like this. I have Panthers by 2 at home against the Cardinals.
Well, there's even more value than you think. I get this. I said 1.5. It's 1.
Mm, great.
Carolina favored. That's a fun one. I would say watchable. I think it's good. We're going to see one of these teams disappear this week.
Yeah, I think you're right. I could have put that in the watchables. I could have put this next one in too, but it would have been ridiculous. Mm. Packers at home against my sad sack Patriots. And this line has to start with a 7. It's either a 7 or a 7.5. And I think it's a 7.
They are counting on, I edge out again. I said 7.5. It's 9.5.
Oh, come on.
9.5.
Now I'm insulted.
Well, they're fully counting on Hoyer or Zappi starting, right? I mean, full, like not even a chance. Mac starts, right?
If Zappi starts, I actually might bet the Packers. that guy should not be starting an NFL game.
I know, but on the other hand, I think the days of Green Bay putting up 40 in Lambeau are over, no matter what. You know,
on the flip side, they can run the ball. So if they have a lead, they can run. Yeah. They can finish it up.
Yeah, that's
last one.
Yeah,
this last one probably could have been in the watchables, but I was just mad and spiteful about Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Vegas home for the Broncos, and I have Vegas by 1.
Oh, I get this. Oh, yes, I do. I said 2.5. It's 2. Wait a minute. Let's count here. 5. It's 5.
You made a little comeback there?
6-5. Yeah. Now you're going to have to make a comeback. You're losing, birthday boy.
I'm losing?
Yeah. This is, speaking of losing, this is the game I'm going to lose the most money on this week because I'm unreasonably confident in the Raiders being good and the other way with Denver. And so we know what's going to happen here. Denver's going to get out to like a 17-0 lead.
Denver's one of, like, if you bet on Denver, they should have a channel where they just never show Ned Hackett PI. I don't want to see him. Every time you see him, you just lose confidence in whatever Denver pit you had. He just looks so confused.
It doesn't make any sense that he passed on a 59-yard field goal. He went for a 64-yard field goal week one on the road, the toughest place to play. I don't understand him at all, really. Not at all.
When they show him with the headset on, it looks like you should be arguing with him because you're in the Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru and you got your order wrong. And you're like, no. I didn't say vanilla latte. I just wanted a latte. And he's just looking at his thing, just completely confused.
Hold on. There's a drive-thru with Dunkin'. I didn't even know there was a drive-thru with Dunkin'.
Oh, it's like 6 minutes from my house. Yeah.
Wow. All right. I'm jumping.
There's a couple Dunkin' Donuts drive-thrus now.
Wow. All right.
Still won't sponsor the podcast, though.
Is that right?
I don't know. I don't think they do podcast sponsorship. It's only my single favorite sponsor possible other than Miller Lite and FanDuel.
Really?
That's it. Yeah. Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, maybe if Nat Hackett gets a job, it'll all come together.
What's going to the poopfecta where your team's going to be?
Mm-hmm.
If Dak's the QB, I wouldn't put them in there, but since it's another Cooper Rush week, although who knows? By next week, Cooper Rush might be on the cover of magazines.
Right.
You're playing Wentz in Washington.
It's getting tough with Dallas. Wentz. Before you screw up, it's in Dallas.
Yeah.
Oh.
I said you're playing Wentz And in Washington. What? Yeah, it's in Dallas. Oh,
all right. Well, I know what team he's on. Yeah, okay.
Right. Wentz is bad.
Mm-hmm.
I have the Cowboys favored by 3.
I said 3 also. It's 2.5 right now.
Hmm.
So we'll see what happens there.
2.5.
How many times was he sacked, Wentz? Was it 9? Did I read that right?
Under siege.
9 sacks, 58 yards. Wow.
That feels like a team that there's going to be some sort of firing tomorrow or Tuesday. Like Del Rio get fired or somebody.
Yeah.
So a head will roll in the next 2 days.
Anyone but the owner. He gets the
sack. No, he's fine.
He sticks around.
Robert Sarver has to sell his team. Slander's fine.
Yeah. He's got a lead. Ogling cheerleaders, leaky stadium. Everybody else has to go.
You can't make an owner sell unless everybody pressures him to the point that it's so humiliating for them that they just want to sell and get it over with.
Mm-hmm.
And Snyder can't be humiliated.
Right. Well, maybe he'll be humiliated. I mean, I'm so into my Cowboys defense. If the Eagles put him down 9 times, might be looking at 17 or 18 sacks for Mr. Wentz next week.
That'd be great. Micah Parsons. Oh, yeah. We screwed up last week. Remember, we couldn't remember there was some sort of scenario.
Right. It was the Giants, right?
It was the Giants pick before, traded it in the Justin Fields trade. Bears took Justin Fields. You got Parsons' next pick. I couldn't remember who was telling me this, but yeah, I have a couple of Giants fans in my life.
Schrader said us. Yeah, thank God. Thank God that went through that way.
I had a couple of Giants fans in my life who were like, yeah, it was us. Thanks for bringing that up.
We were just baiting you. That's all. Yeah. We needed
Thanks.
You to admit
Thanks
it.
For bringing that up. Thanks for bringing up the worst draft moment of the year. Tony's already hurt, by the way. I think he's missing tomorrow, right?
Wendell Robinson, I think, is out. Yeah, so.
Tony's good for, he can play like 4 straight practices and maybe a game, and then he's good for about 3 weeks.
That's all that matters, yeah.
This next Poopfecta game is in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
It is Joe Flacco against Mitch Trubisky.
Is Wilson never coming back? Can he come back already?
Maybe Wilson. Could be Wilson Trubisky next week, possibly.
Yeah.
I have Steelers by 3.
And I
kind of like the Jets.
I get this too. Wait. No. What? Oh, no, you get it. I said 4.5. It's 3.5. You get that one. We're tied now.
I like the Jets.
Oh, man, that's a bad game. That's just bad. Like you said, bad quarterback, bad game. What are we going to get lucky with scoring there? No way.
And Garrett Wilson got hurt in that game today, right?
He did a little bit.
I thought he got hurt during that game.
Because
Jets fans can't have nice things.
Yeah, they're screaming at everything, the Jets fans at the screen. Wait, what's the over-under? There's one bet to make. 41.5. Go under there.
I'm just not betting over-unders ever again. I should just... I should bet the over and go the other way.
You're
versa.
Right. Why would
like
I
Bills Dolphins today? It was like, oh my God, that's going to be 70 points.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, after last week, I got to stay away from the Pittsburgh under for sure. Okay.
Giants hosting the Bears.
Poopfecta, they're 4-1 between them. Possibly 5-1 after tomorrow.
But Daniel Jones against Justin Fields. Automatic poopfecta.
Yeah.
I have Giants by 3.
All right, you get it. Damn it. It's exactly 3. I said 3.5. So you have the lead going into the night games.
I mean, the Bears literally could be, one of these teams could be 3-1 coming out of this game, or will be 3-1 coming out of this game.
Oh my God, you're right.
If you beat, even if you beat the Giants, we still have to have a 3-1 team after this game. Crazy.
Honestly, I had the Bears penciled for 3 wins all year. I thought they'd be 3-14.
Sunday night, Chiefs at Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Evans will be back. Not sure about Godwin. Julio Jones, he's like Sammy Watkins. It's like, oh, Julio's not playing. I can't believe it. What a shocker.
I really thought
he was going to make it out of September. I have the Chiefs favored.
Mm-hmm. You're right about that.
And I think it's going to be the Chiefs by 2.
I said 2 also. It's 2.5.
You have
the one game lead going into the last game, and I was off by one point.
I'm nailing
I'll
the
tell
last
you that
game.
Much. What do we expect for this KC Tampa? Both coming off losses. This is weird.
I like the Bucs defense.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is every year there's that team that has like the up and down kind of lousy first month and people overreact to it. People should not overreact to the Bucs. They'll be fine.
What's the
over-under? They get their guys back, they're fine.
Rushing yards for the Chiefs. 6.5.
Oh my God.
It's going to be bad. This is all on Mahomes.
This could be a Jerick McKinnon game.
Yeah.
Monday night, 49ers at home.
Come on.
After 8 days of Jimmy G. This is why they didn't want to bring him back stories.
Mm-hmm.
Playing the Rams of Los Angeles. And the Rams are going to be favored, or the Rams are going to be getting 2.5 points.
You got it. I thought it would be one, and it's two. You do. It's,
oh,
you
did it. I did it again.
Happy birthday.
I take the lead for the year.
Yeah. 10-8, you win. I couldn't beat you on your birthday. That's two.
Thanks for throwing it. It was my one win today, other than a couple Jacksonville bets.
That's a good game. And it's talk about loser leaves town. I mean, the Rams will have a dominant, even though not game wise, they'd have a dominant advantage, I think, in that division if they win.
That's a really good game. That's one that, so we have for the late games next week, Cardinals, Panthers,
mm-hmm.
Pats, Packers, Broncos, Raiders. That's it. We only have three.
Because of the,
which kind of sucks.
Because of the
Cardinals,
London
Panthers
game.
Would be good though.
Mm-hmm.
But then those last two, Chiefs, Bucks, and Rams, 49ers, are both really good games.
Lots of fun. And the Thursday night's a good one, and the London game's pretty good.
Hmm.
We'll be all right. We'll back. We're not ready for apple picking just yet.
Let's do some Parent Corner. Today's Parent Corner is brought to you by CarMax. Looking for a set of wheels that's right for you? Get a 30-day money-back guarantee when you shop at CarMax. Now you can have 30 whole days up to 1,500 miles to decide if a car is the right vibe for you, or you can return and get a refund. See CarMax.com for details. CarMax, car buying reimagined. All right, Sal, take us home.
All right, I'm on the road, and so I have to check my kids' sports online. So there's an app called Game Changer. I don't think like when Ben played Little League, they had it. Maybe they did.
No, right? They had it. I was a subscriber. Yeah.
Yeah. So like for Pony League Baseball, you could see the pitch drop down, the ball.
Yep.
It's how like Daniel Kelson watched the Red Sox at the Man Show, like that you'd have before, like, you know, you had the ticket or whatever the package. Anyway, the computer animated ball is hit in the outfield and you see the kids' names and it's fun. Except when your kid you're watching gets hit by a pitch.
Ooh.
And there's no subsequent pitch for like 2.5 minutes.
And
And your wife isn't answering the, hey, is everything okay texts. And then finally, like after a while, you do see that was someone else at bat and your kid's on first base. So that's number one. That's a quick thing. But
I can't tell you how many times, because the 2018 finals, I was there and Ben was playing like some baseball. He was in some playoff game. Just staring at it, waiting, and then you'd see the dots moving. It's like,
it's so
what's
weird.
Happened to my life?
It's like I've gone back to playing Atari here.
But, right.
Second thing, my oldest, real quick, he played well yesterday or Friday, defensive end, senior year, had a bunch of tackles, recovered a fumble. He was giddy after the game. Like, I don't know, like he was like saying words and he couldn't even understand. And he's a good kid. He's like one of the five kids that win or lose, he'll come out of the locker room after the game and say hi to the family and friends who made the trip to see him. They win 28-21. And I was like, wow, this is great. He's having a good time. And I asked him after the game, like, hey, you know, if you put on like 20 pounds, like you can maybe play Division III ball. Like, do you want to play? And he's like, nah, I'm a little worried about my health and the implications. And I just want to know, it's like, is it bad that my first emotion was sadness? I mean, I know he's exactly right. I'm like, okay, I don't know. I can't argue with you, but let me argue with you for a second. I'm really having a good time watching. Doesn't that mean anything? And he's like, Dad, come on. It's fine. But I don't know. I'm not going to push it, of course. And of course, he has to do what he wants. But is it better? What he wants to do is go to a big school with a big football program versus go to a Division III school and play for a program and ride the bench for two years and get the shit kicked out of him in practice. I can understand that. But I still want him to play. What do you think?
What a heartwarming moment for you guys.
Yeah. Well, on one hand, I'm worried about my kid getting hit by a 40-mile-an-hour pitch as a 9-year-old. But then, like, oh, no, the other one's got to play football. What do I? I know. I'm a mess. I'm all over the place.
My son, it seemed like he got injured in the game on Friday night.
Yeah.
It was one of those. He was blocking, and the running back came behind him, and then the pile rolled into the back as he was blocking. That you and I, having watched a cajillion football games.
Right.
And I saw the pile rolling toward him and I was like, oh no. And then he got up and then he started like hopping to the sidelines. I was like, oh my God. Like, really? Mm. But he was all right. But yeah, it's, that the parent did my kid just get injured moment is pretty pretty brutal.
It's weird watching it, right?
Yeah, I don't not a fan.
A little bit of a car accident. All right, Suns
team's won three straight, by the way.
Have they really?
Yeah,
nice.
3-2 Big win, okay. Homecoming on Saturday. Pretty yeah, pumped.
It's the best. It's the best.
I have two. I have two short ones. One is my daughter was upset today that I didn't do an Instagram post for National Daughter's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
But does everybody have a day? What's going on with these holidays? What is National Daughter's Day? Every day is National Daughter's. My whole life revolves around my daughters. So she needs now needs a day? What it's not her birthday? It's not Christmas? There's now a third day that I have to do an Instagram
post.
Wait,
when
was
it? Oh, you hate that it was on your birthday. Oh, it was the day before your birthday.
I didn't even know what it was. It's what is National Daughter's Day?
Wow.
We just, what are we just making up days now?
Yeah, yeah. Well, if ice cream has a day and like pot roast does, I think our kids would have to have one at this point.
What? Can there be a podcast producer day? I would love to do like, we should just make one up. We should just do Instagram posts for our podcast producers. I'll
like
do one
that.
For Kyle. You do one for your extra points producer. We'll make it seem like we knew it was podcast producer day and nobody else did.
Kyle, you pick the day. Pick the day.
Yeah. Why don't we tomorrow, Kyle? National Daughter's Day.
Yeah, sounds great. Any day, guys.
Every day is podcast producer
day. Do it
day.
The same day as National Daughter's Day and only post stuff about Kyle and like and see if see if you get any backlash.
It's National Daughter's Day.
By the
day.
Way, I don't want to interrupt you, but your daughter put something really nice about my kids would never
she
put
did.
This about me.
She's great. That's why I think she's good at Instagram posts. So I think she was
can't
upset
wait for
nobody
our birthday cryo sesh later.
Well, I knew you would enjoy that. You'll do great. Couples Instagram posts. I don't. Me and my wife do not do like social media posts about each other.
Yeah,
but you will. You'll get like a tiny bit sappy every once in a while.
I get my wife our anniversary and her birthday, and then I try to stay away from all the rest of it.
And then your mom does the other 360 days of the year on Facebook.
She's a nut.
Yeah. Anyway, I didn't know it was National Daughter's Day today. I apologize to my daughter and to my two female dogs. The other one is, so, you know, my wife's parents live a couple blocks from us.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife and daughter were in Arizona this weekend because my daughter had soccer. So I brought our dog, Willie, because we have four dogs. And it's a little chaotic in the house. I was like, my in-laws love when one of the dogs comes over. So I was like, I'm going to bring Willie over on Saturday. I brought like his food and toys. Like you'll have sleepover with the grandparents.
Right.
Guess what? Didn't really miss Willie the whole weekend. The grandparents loved having him. Now Mortensen is reporting there might be a trade. We might just,
what?
Willie just might move in with my in-laws. Yeah.
Is this the one that was shitting all over the place? And you?
No, that's
take
not. No, oh, some, okay. Somehow it's not that one. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, it's Willie was super happy over there. He can guard the house and, huh. My mother-in-law was all excited and he's still close and I don't know, we might split custody of Willie. We're
no
talking
way.
About it.
No, they'd be bummed. Everyone would be bummed, no?
I don't know. It's a nice thing. You know, my in-laws are in their 80s.
Oh, good. All right.
Have a little dog there, it's a little extra.
Yeah.
And we're talking about it. I don't know. I don't know what the rules are of, so I feel like he could still be with us, but maybe he spends like the weekends over there, something like that.
Yeah,
I don't know the rules
with
dogs.
Yeah, you have them on National Dogs Day.
I was going to say, on National Dogs Day, I was going to do a tweet. Willie, we miss you, even though you're three blocks away.
I think you're fine. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know the rules on that, but it just felt like a win-win all the way around. Mm-hmm. Murph seemed a little more excited. He was like, I'm the captain now.
Yeah.
I've got a vibe today. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. All right. That's it for Parent Corner. Today's Parent Corner is brought to you by CarMax. If you're in the market for a ride, CarMax lets you shop the way that's best for you. You can do it all online, head to a store to kick the tires, or mix it up and do both. See CarMax.com for details. CarMax, car buying reimagined. All right, what do you got to plug, Sal?
All right, yeah. Against All Odds, -3, waiver wired, making fun of sports covered in glory. We got it all on the Extra Points Podcast Network and Omaha Audio. And our cousin is in the booth, Jimmy Kimmel. Monday Night Football, Giants Cowboys. As if it's not nerve wracking enough, he's going to be in the booth for a little bit. And you remember he was banned from Monday Night Football in 2007 for asking.
I went. I was in the middle of that.
That's right, you were. Was it in Atlanta? You were there.
No,
right?
It was in Seattle. And
it was?
I was one of the people pushing for it. So I went with him when he went. And you went too, I think. Both of us went.
Yeah, we both were there. Right.
And then he make a joke or he?
He asked Joe Theismann how his leg was, which I think is very, I don't know, sincere, right?
This is pre-social media, but I think, what did Theismann get upset or no, Tirico Theismann, didn't like it?
Maybe Theismann got mad afterwards, but he definitely laughed at the time. But the executive producer was like, there's no room for that. They got really pissed. And it was actually Ben. I mean, this is his first time back. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, that was a shit show.
Yeah.
Now he's back.
Troy and Buck followed him from Fox to Disney, I guess. I don't know.
Troy and Buck were great.
Yeah.
Chris and Al, Chris with the... with the punts today in the Denver game.
Chris and Al.
I mean, Chris and Mike. Chris I just stuck here watching these punts, Al. I just thinking about what we had.
Some of these games are so bad. I don't know if they can't get excited. There's not a lot of Gus Johnson moments in some of these games.
It doesn't feel like, now that Buck and Aikman are gone, mm-hmm. It feels like Romo and Nance are the only ones that feel like it's actually a national game. Like we had Pat's Ravens today. We had Joe Davis and Moose Johnson. That was our announcing team. And I think it was like the number two or number three Fox team. Yeah. And every time I see Moose Johnson, I just think of Jeff Ross at the Emmett Smith Ross going, I don't have any more jokes because Moose Johnson stole all my shit. After Moose Johnson just did a non-joke 15-minute monologue for Emmett Smith.
Yeah,
and I just can't get that out of my head, even though it was 20 years ago.
But. No, keep it in your head. Yeah, I don't know. They're not getting, I know you're a big Herb Street fan, but yeah, these guys are not getting saddled with good games.
Yeah, Herb Street. I'll withhold comment this week.
Okay, good.
All right, Sal. Good job by you, as always.
Good job by you. Happy birthday, Billy.
Thanks, buddy. That's it for the podcast. Thanks to Kyle Creighton, our producer. Thanks to Dylan Berkey and Steve Cerruti as well. Thanks to cousin Sal. Don't forget, new rewatchables coming on Monday night. You're not going to want to miss this one. I promise. And check out the Off the Pike with Brian Barrett podcast about Boston sports, because I might pop on there Monday or Wednesday. If there are any new developments with the Celtics situation, I'll be back on this feed on Tuesday as well. See you then. I wanna see them on a waste of-